You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday morning.
Woohoo!
Speaking of Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
We have your first code of the day for this epic experience to go see Morgan Wallen's Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
And it's not just Morgan Wallen. It's Morgan Wallen and Post Malone and Brooks and Dunn and Hardy and Riley Green and Bailey Zimmerman and more.
And on and on and on. And it's a two-day festival. We give you passes. You can win passes here on Q106.5 to go to this whole festival.
Yeah, for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Plus hotel, plus airfare, plus $500 in spending money.
That sounds fantastic.
And all you have to do is listen for those codes all day long at 820, 1020, 120, 420, and during Taste of Country nights.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that first code, 820 this morning. Don't miss it. All right. Is it really 17 degrees?
Yes, it is.
Listen, I'm not whining, okay?
Oh, don't whine today. Tomorrow is the day to whine.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
Rain mix overnight. Hopefully rain by the time we come into work in the morning. It's not going to be a fun day. And then who knows? I mean, I was trying to interpret Todd's forecast.
Right.
So I could write it out for our sister stations here in the building. And it's like, well, in this area, it's going to be rain, snow next. But over here, you're going to get snow. Over here, you're going to get, it's like.
I don't understand.
It's going to do something.
The rain, snow mix. Because how does it do that? It's going to be cold.
Right.
So you get the.
It's a mix that comes down and it's very slushy. It could be freezing rain.
Oh, this sounds like a margarita.
Which freezes when it hits the surface and turns to ice. So, yeah, it could be an interesting travel day tomorrow.
That's it. I'm out.
Glad I got my tires.
I'm going back to California. Bye.
Bye.
I'm out of here. What is this? What is this nonsense? I did. I have an update, though. Yeah. On my status.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm prepared for this.
Okay.
Miss Cindy, I'm prepared.
Uh-oh.
Bring it on, Mother Nature.
Your status?
Bring it on, Maine.
Okay.
Yeah, because I purchased some things yesterday to make sure that I'm ready.
Did you finally buy salt and a shovel?
I'll share coming up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. 6.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday morning. Thank you for laughing with us. And yeah, it's It went down.
It's 16 degrees now, not 17 degrees.
There's nothing sweet about that.
No.
There's no sweet 16 there. And we're ready. I mean, are we ready?
It could be 15, so that makes it sweet 16.
Don't say that. Is it going to get down to 15?
I don't know.
You stop that right now.
I don't know.
Yeah. Does it get that low?
Does it get that low?
As a matter of fact, let's go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who's this?
I am calling from Brooks, Maine, and it is 10 degrees here.
Ooh-wee! Why? Why?
I don't know, but if you're going back to California, I'm going with you.
All right, come on. No, we're gonna stay right here. It's too beautiful to leave. Maine is too beautiful to leave. We're gonna endure. We're gonna power through.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Holly. wasn't it just like 70 degrees like 2 months ago?
Something like that. Yeah.
We were looking at fall foliage.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was going on hikes in Acadia.
Right.
What's going on right now? What's happening?
Winter in Maine. Even though it's not winter yet, technically.
It isn't. It isn't winter until, I think, December 21st.
Yeah, that's 22nd. Ridiculous. Yeah. Living in Maine, that's ridiculous. We've had so much winter by the time it's actually winter, then, you know.
All right, it's still.
You'll get used to it.
Still 16 degrees. I don't know if I'll get used to it.
Or you won't, and you'll go back to California.
I'm not going to go back to California.
Or Florida.
Ooh, Florida sounds nice.
Or maybe Texas. Your family's in Texas, right?
No, let's stay here. I love Maine, but we will whine. We are going to complain and whine. This is depressing.
Okay.
This is so sad. And we have wind, rain, snow,
yeah.
Ice.
Yeah, all of it.
Power outages.
On the way, power outages.
Everything?
Yep.
That's all coming up.
Yep, first one of the year, really. First real winter storm. Yep.
And that's happening tonight?
Yeah, and tomorrow.
You think I'm whining now, folks. Wait till tomorrow. If I even make it into the studio.
If you make it into the... It's like practically a straight shot from where you live.
I'm 1 mile away. That's
I feel so bad for you. On city streets, no less.
It's the worst part. No, I live deep in the woods, Miss Cindy. You know I live deep in the woods in Brewer.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be able to get out of this. I'm not going to be able to tell the bosses, like, hey, I can't come in. They're going to be like, dude, you're 1 mile away. Walk. Oh, man, I'm in so much trouble.
I have this one hill I have to come up on my way in, and it's extremely steep, and it, like, tips the wrong way.
Right.
So it's so easy to slide going up this hill, and you have to kind of, there's like a hill that goes down, and then it goes up, and it curves while you're going up this really steep hill, and you just kind of have to make a run for it and pray there's no one coming over the hill on the other side, because you're probably over in slightly to the middle of the road.
Oh, goodness.
When I make it up that hill on my way in on mornings like that, it's like, okay, I'm good.
By the way, nobody can see this because we're on the radio, but I got to watch Cindy Campbell use her hand motions to describe the structure of the street with her hands.
I know, I talk with my hands.
Her hand was given the structure of the street. All right. Well,
talk with my hands. What can I say?
I was going to share how I became prepared.
And then I ruined it.
No. You didn't ruin it. You only shared two things that I purchased. I purchased a bunch of things. I purchased a bunch of things to prepare for this big winter storm.
Okay.
I'm ready. And I'm going to share. I might even be a main man. Like an actual main man now, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
We'll talk about it coming up in 10 minutes.
All right.
On Q106.5. Thanks for listening. Happy Wednesday. Get ready. It's coming. It's coming. Riley Green, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Riley Green will be at the Morgan Wallen Festival there in Alabama. And
very cool.
We want to help you try to win this experience to go... Go to this festival.
Absolutely. We will give you codes 5 times every day, and all you have to do when you hear a code is enter it on the Q106.5 app.
All right.
It's that easy.
I'm stocked up. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for the storm.
What are you stocked up with?
I'll tell you right after we check the weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Okay.
Increasing clouds as we head through our Wednesday. Another chilly day as well. Temperatures in the 20s to near 30 north, low to mid 30s elsewhere. Mostly cloudy tonight. Snow developing this evening for inland and northern locations. It'll be snow and mix as you get closer to the coastline. And then that, as we go through the night, is going to change over to mix and rain for coastal and inland locations. Closer to daybreak tomorrow, it'll remain snow through the night across the north. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the 20s to lower 30s. A messy morning commute for Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies. Snow continues north and west of Bangor. Bangor to the coastline through interior down east locations. It'll be mix and rain in the morning. It's going to be tapering off from southwest to northeast across the state during the morning and early afternoon. Then we'll hang on to clouds and the chance for scattered showers through the afternoon hours. Temperatures on Thursday in the 30s to near 40 degrees. Very minimal accumulations around the greater Bangor area and towards the coastline by tomorrow afternoon. North and west of the Bangor area, though, there will be a few inches of accumulation. So if you're traveling northward, plan on some slippery roads. Windy weather on Friday, much colder as well, with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures mainly in the 20s. And then we're talking sunshine and cold to start the weekend Saturday. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
You think Todd's the devil?
No, I just think he's a meteorologist in Maine.
Okay. It's 16 degrees right now.
Yeah, it is. It's not his fault. He's just the messenger.
Yeah, well. He's a bad messenger.
No, he's a good messenger with bad news.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready, Cindy. I am ready.
Okay.
I have everything I need.
Tell me what you have.
I got the shovel.
Okay, good.
I got sandbags for the bed of my truck.
Very good.
And they were heavy.
Well, that's the point.
By the way, I went to Home Depot in Brewer.
Yeah.
Or Lowe's.
Lowe's in Brewer.
Lowe's in Brewer.
Yeah.
And I did the curbside pickup.
Yeah.
And this nice woman came out, and she picked up these sandbags and started helping me, like, put them into the bed of my truck. She picked up the first one. I was like, oh, okay. And she
can pick it up. It's no big deal.
She picked it up like it was nothing. A 50-pound sandbag. And, I mean, she literally just threw it back there. And then I go to pick one up, and I'm like, oh, my God! How did you do that? And she must have been 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
How did she do...
That's what she does, right?
Emasculated me. Immediately. I couldn't pick it up.
I think that's on you. I mean, she just...
All right. All right. I'm going to the gym. I got that, and I got salt. Good. I don't know what I'm going to do with that salt, though.
Pink Himalayan salt, right?
Well, I already have $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt, which right. I don't know what I'm going to do with now, because I really thought that was going to help.
Yeah. Where did you get that idea?
Well, everybody told me I needed salt, so I went and got pink Himalayan salt. I have $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt.
Okay.
That's not going to help me.
Why did you think pink Himalayan salt?
Because everybody said I needed salt. And I was like, well,
pretty.
That's the healthier salt. Everybody told me I needed salt to get ready for winter. So I went and bought $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt.
Your steps don't need to be healthy. They need to be not slippery.
All right. So I have $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt sitting in my kitchen.
Okay.
It's taking up all my counter space, by the way.
Popcorn party at your house.
Come on over. Come on over.
What else do you use pink Himalayan salt for? Like potato chips and...
Well, I thought to get rid of ice.
Yeah, no.
That's not the case.
Nope.
Well, I have the real salt now.
Good.
And I have a vest.
Oh, yay.
I did it. I bought a vest.
Good for you. Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah. To help my torso. Everybody told me that you needed a vest to show that you do laborious things to be a man.
That's right.
And I have one now. I just now need labor. I need a real man job.
And
not radio.
Used to the cold.
I'm going to put this bad boy on. Look at this thing.
All right. It's a nice one.
I'm ready. My arms will be free to do labor. I'm ready to be a main man.
Are you doing labor in here today?
I don't know. What can I do in here?
I don't know.
I will lift things. I'll shovel snow or ice. I'll throw concrete.
What?
I'm ready to do laborious things. I'm a man.
You'll grow.
God dang it.
You'll grow concrete?
No, I'll throw concrete. I'll throw it.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what you do?
I can't hear over this music.
I know, because I'm a man. I'm a man, God dang it. I have a vest. And I'm ready to be a man.
Okay.
My torso will be warm.
I'm happy for your torso.
And I will be a man.
Why does that sound really uncomfortable to say? I'm happy for your torso?
Mm-hmm. Can you say that one more time as I hit the record button?
No.
You're happy for my torso?
No.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to launch a fun topic. And it is going to be a fun topic.
Okay.
It has to do with Santa Claus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And okay. Fun memories.
All right.
We'll reflect back.
All right.
We're Q106.5. David and Sydney, thank you so much for listening. Shaboozy, say it with me.
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. Q106.5, we are David and Sydney. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning.
Chilly Wednesday morning.
Yeah. Before.
Did you just say, yeah?
Is that a main thing?
That's kind of a main thing.
Look at me. I am becoming a mainer, and I'm becoming a main man. If you haven't heard, I am a main man
because
I have a vest.
Yeah.
I have a vest. We were talking about it yesterday morning. They said all the men wear vests who are doing laborious things. And now me.
What is Jordan Verge doing laborious? Because he wears a vest.
Nothing. But I will. I'm going to go out there and give me something. Give me something real quick. Like
throw more sandbags in the back of your truck.
I'm going to throw more sandbags in the back of my truck. I'm going to do construction. I'm going to go fishing and hunt and do man things.
Okay, wait. I have to make a point here. Okay. You were talking about when I was talking about my drive-in and how I was using my hands to show you the curve of the road.
Sure.
And this is radio. No one can see it except David. Right. David is holding up the vest every time he says I have a vest.
Because I'm proud of this vest, Miss Cindy. I'm proud of it.
The only one who can see it is me.
I'm proud of it because I'm going to do masking. I'm a made man. Wear the vest. I have one now.
You do.
Granted, I'm not wearing it.
No. But you're wearing an Acadia National Park hoodie and a Patriots hat, so...
I look like a freaking tourist. All right, I'm going to put on the vest.
Okay.
And then I'll be a Maine man!
I'm so excited.
A real Maine man with a vest! Look at it, Cindy! You might
want to take the tags off.
Good point. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah,
but yesterday everybody was talking about, because I mentioned the vest that all the men were wearing. Yeah. I was like, I need a vest.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, why are all the men wearing vests? I'm wearing a coat.
It keeps your torso warm.
Right.
And frees up your arms to do things. To do
laborious things. Right. To be real men.
Winter coats can be cumbersome.
Right. I need scissors.
I think there might be some in that black box over there to your right.
I don't know. I can't find. There we go. Okay.
I'm a manly man. No. I don't know. I can't find this.
I am a man now that I have a vest. Wait, hold on. Let me cut up the tag. Hold on. I'm getting there. All right.
I can't find it. No. It's right over there. I can't find it. There you go. You got the tag off? Good job.
Now I'm a main man.
All right, we got to put the vest on.
I don't know. I have a hoodie on.
It's going to be so
uncomfortable.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of Maine men wear hoodies with a vest over it. Look at Jordan Verge. That's what he wears.
Cindy, I'm trying so hard to be a man here. Am I trying too hard, do you think?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Oh.
But you got to have the vest on when Jordan comes in. You got to. He'll be so impressed.
But it doesn't show off my Acadia National Park. It'll block my Acadia National Park.
You don't have to zip it up. We're inside. You don't have to zip it up.
We'll think about it.
Okay.
Three things to know before you go coming up. And we're going to check that weather forecast because, yes, we have some severe weather coming this evening.
Yes.
That's all on the way just after 7 o'clock right here at Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Morgan Wallen, Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama, along with Brooks and Dunn, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman. And we want to give you the opportunity to go to that festival right here on Q106.5.
Yeah, and this prize includes not only tickets to the festival, but airfare there and back for two people, hotel accommodations, and $500 in spending money.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All you have to do is listen for those codes. Your first code will be at 8:20 this morning with David and Cindy. And speaking of Cindy, we are 39 days away from your birthday. Isn't that incredible? 39 days. Wow.
Yeah.
28 days away from 2025. We only have 28 days left in 2024.
Wow.
And we are 21 days away from, what's that holiday?
Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
With that being said, Miss Cindy,
yes,
I have a question for you.
Yes, David.
Do you mind if I ask you?
I do not mind.
All right. What do you call an old snowman?
What do you call an old snowman?
What do you call an old snowman?
Puddle?
You almost stole my punchline.
Lake?
Water.
Yeah.
There we go.
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before, but sort of enjoyed. I wash my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and use cream rinse for that just wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today.
Yeah,
other than that, I'm in good shape.
Is this toothbrush approved by the American Dental Association? Gee, I don't know.
What a great movie. Have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
Oh, I've watched so many Christmas movies.
Number one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, obviously.
I've watched that one, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the first one. I've watched Elf like three times already.
I've watched Elf, yep.
Home Alone, Home Alone 2, which one's better, Home Alone or Home Alone 2?
I like Home Alone 2.
Me too.
I mean, I like Home Alone, but I don't know, I like Home Alone 2.
I like Home Alone 2 better as well. Yeah. I love the New York City back, Like, it, you know, it's in New York City, and I don't know
the
why.
The relationship between him and the lady with
the pigeons. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sweeter moment at the end with his mom. Oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we have some good news. And we're going to launch a topic. Okay. We're going to talk about what's the best toy Santa has ever brought you?
That's a tough question.
Oh, I have my answer.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's on the way right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
So on Monday, I tried the new sandwich of the month at Harvest Moon Deli, Back to Decemberger. It's a juicy burger patty with bacon, pepper jack cheese, pickles, pickled red onion, jalapeno, guacamole, and finished with chipotle mayo, perfectly grilled on their cast iron press. And let me tell you, if you're cold and you want something to warm up your core on a cold winter day and you don't have a nice vest like David, this is it.
Yeah, do I look like a stud over here?
Bursting with flavor and just enough heat to warm you to your toes. I mean, it's absolutely delicious. If you haven't already, you should really check out Harvest Moon Deli's menu. It's huge with sandwiches, salads, soups, and wraps. So something for everyone for lunch or dinner. And with 8 locations, there's one near you. Find Harvest Moon Delis in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Griffin Road, and Columbia Street. The featured sandwich for this month is Back to Decemberger, a juicy burger patty with bacon, pepper jack cheese, pickles, pickled red onion, jalapeno, guacamole, and finished with chipotle mayo. Curbside takeout and delivery are available at all 8 locations. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
It's Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. And my goodness, I am burning up in here. I am
burning up in here.
The vest off. You're inside.
No.
No one can see you except me.
No, we
I'm okay if you take it off.
We talk. Oh, I'm missing there.
He's
come on.
Wearing a hoodie underneath. Don't go crazy here.
Yesterday we were talking about the vest. Why all these men in Maine were wearing vests, and we found out that it's real men who wear vests.
That's right.
So I went out immediately and I bought a vest.
Right.
And I'm wearing it now. And man, do I feel like a man. I feel so manly right now. We found out that men wear vests because they want to do labor. They need to do labor. They need to keep their arms free, but keep their torso warm.
Right.
And so that's what I'm...
Is it working? Is it keeping your torso warm?
I am so warm right now. I'm just sweating. But man, am I a man.
Okay.
I am such a man right now.
I'm so glad you feel the need to prove that you're a man to me.
I'm ready to go chop lumber. I do need an axe, though.
Yeah. And some lumber.
I don't have one. And some lumber,
yeah.
But I still am so manly.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. I don't know, hunting. I need to go get some meat and provide for my family. I don't know if I could actually kill something, though. I don't know if I could do that. I've never really hunted before.
Yeah, and then if you kill it, you have to gut it.
And I don't want to do that. There's
I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, me neither. But I have my vest on.
I think I could kill it. I definitely could not gut it. Could not.
So what do? Just leave it?
No, I don't hunt. I leave that up to my husband. He does good job.
Okay.
So, anyway.
And your husband wears a vest, right?
Yes.
All right. So back to me. I am so manly. I am a freaking man over here. Because I'm wearing a vest. Oh, look at me, Miss Cindy.
I'm so happy for you.
Look at me. I am so manly. Nobody else can see it. You got to describe it.
It's a black vest. It says what? Venusa?
Yeah. How good do I look in my vest?
You look great in your vest with your lime green.
I'm a freaking man.
Hoodie underneath.
I'm ready to do labor things.
Awesome.
And also get into good news.
Let's get into good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gears Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, friends, family, community. A donation to Husson University. Huge donation. Biggest donation they've ever gotten. They got from the Sear family. This is the family that runs Sear North Star Tours and Sear Bus Lines.
Okay.
They gave this huge donation to Husson University, and it will allow certain students in the fall semester next year to attend college tuition-free.
I love that.
How amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
The Sear family's donation will allow Penobscot County students who have a 3.0 GPA in high school and an average family income of less than $80,000 to possibly qualify for the Sear Opportunity Scholarship. They just have to apply.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
Amazing.
You can find more information about it at husson.edu/news. But thank you to the Sear family for making education possible for some students it might not be. So,
sorry. I love that story, and it's great. It's good news.
Yeah.
But I am suffocating over here. This vest is so warm.
Take off the vest.
No.
I mean, even my husband takes off the vest when he's inside.
Okay, I don't need to hear about you and your husband, okay? And your little personal life. My goodness, are you kidding me? Leave it alone. Stop it, Miss Cindy. But I am suffocating. This vest is very warm. My poor torso. It's very effective. I'll give it that.
David.
Okay. I'm going to take it off.
Take it off, David.
Ooh,
baby, take it off.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy.
Round Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Listen to these countdowns. Wow, 39 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Wow, that's going to be a big birthday for you.
Okay. It's a big birthday? I mean, it's a big number.
Listen, you act like you're 20.
Okay.
You look like you're 30.
You lie like you're 10.
28 days. 28 days until 2025. Yeah. We have 28 days left in 2024. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. And we are 21 days. 21. That's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Away from, what's the holiday?
Christmas. Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for saying so, Miss Cindy. And with that being said, I do have a question for you. If you don't mind me asking.
Not at all.
How do reindeer clean their houses?
How do reindeer clean their houses?
Well, yeah, reindeer, they have to have a home. Come on. At North Pole, Santa has his home, and then you have the reindeer, and they have their homes. How do reindeer clean their homes?
I don't know. How do reindeer clean their homes?
They use Comet.
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap.
Come on.
Of course they use Comet. Because your name is Comet.
I washed my hair and dry from the shampoo. It needs a cream rinse, but that's just washed on. I can't seem to find my toothbrush.
This is way too long of a cut.
Other than that, I'm in good shape.
Yeah. All right, we're going to launch a topic. We're going to have some fun on a Wednesday before the big storm hits tonight.
Okay.
Because we do have some big weather coming.
Yeah.
What is the best toy Santa has ever brought you?
That's a tough one.
I already know my answer.
Well, then tell me, what's yours?
Oh, Santa brought me 1 year. First of all, the same year, Santa put a toy train around the Christmas tree.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah.
I remember. I was like, oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Santa.
Yeah.
Santa brought me a stereo system. Now I'm going to age myself.
Yeah.
Santa brought me a stereo system and a bunch of CDs. And one of those CDs were Hootie and the Blowfish with Darius Rucker.
Very cool.
Yeah. Michael Jackson and Madonna. Oh, I suddenly feel very old.
I can make you feel older.
But that was the best toy. That was the best toy I ever got. I got a stereo system. It had two speakers, and it had and I got to control it and play my own music. And it had a CD player. It was very cool. My very best present ever from Santa was that.
That's really cool.
What about you?
Well, I mean, I got a gift once. You just talking about aging you. This wasn't from Santa. It was from my dad. My very first radio job was at WHSN, which was an FM station.
Okay.
My car did not have an FM radio. This is how old I am. Okay. My car only had an AM radio. So my dad bought me an FM converter.
That's amazing.
It attached to my dash so that I could listen to my radio station. Best toy from Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. It tortured my family for years to come.
We will share what your best toy from Santa was coming up here in 10 minutes. But in the meantime, what is the best toy that you ever received from Santa?
Yeah, we want to know.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a text message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk here about my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. More winter weather in the forecast, so there's no time to waste. If your roof needs replacing, now is the time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. I know it's winter, it's cold. Most roofing companies are not putting roofs on right now, but not the crews at Home Roofing Solutions who work in the winter months so they can keep their customers' homes safe and secure. It all starts with a phone call to the folks at Home Roofing Solutions to schedule your free quote. A roofing expert will visit your job site, assess your job, talk to you about options like metal roofing or asphalt shingles, and then they'll explain the details of the Home Roofing Solutions warranty program, which is the best in the business. They can even talk to you about financing. So if the cost is a problem, talk to my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. They can help you with financing. Once that's all done, they'll give you a free quote and get your job on the calendar. And even if your job is scheduled after January 1st, getting your free quote now will lock down 2024 prices, so do it before the end of the year. Stop putting it off. Schedule your free quote today with Home Roofing Solutions by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Green Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning before everything goes to heck. A big storm tonight.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yep.
All right. 8:20 this morning. You want to listen for the code for Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Go ahead.
Well, you get two passes to that.
Right. And airfare and hotel accommodations for the weekend and $500 in spending money.
It would be a great Christmas gift.
It would be a really great Christmas gift. Wow. Something to look forward to coming up in May.
No kidding.
Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman, and more. So, yeah, that's, I want to go.
I want to go. 820, listen for that code. Right now, we're talking about the best Christmas or best gift Santa ever brought you. The best toy Santa ever brought you.
Yeah.
And Cindy Campbell, I've been waiting. What is the best toy that Santa ever brought you?
My poor family. The best toy Santa ever brought me was my Easy Bake Oven.
Oh.
I loved my Easy Bake Oven, and I would make dessert. And, I mean, they were these little cakes that were maybe 3 or 4 inches across. So everyone would get this tiny little sliver that literally was like one bite.
Right.
But I would frost the cake, and I might even decorate the top of it, and we'd have that, and I'm sure they were horrible.
Oh.
I remember them as being, they weren't bad. And my parents would say, wow, that's really not bad, given that it, cooked over a light bulb.
Right.
Is what they were back then. It cooked over a light bulb. But yeah, for years, it was like Cindy made dessert and I would bring out this tiny little cake.
The funniest part of this story is that Cindy was 40 when she got this.
No.
How old were you?
Santa brought it to me. I was probably 8 or 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah. I loved my Easy Bake Oven. Thank you, Santa.
Well, do you still have it? Because I kind of want some of those treats.
I don't have it anymore.
Okay. Let's go to the phone.
Easy Bake Ovens now look so much cooler than mine did, but anyway.
Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Reggie from Bonnet.
Hi, Reggie.
How's it going?
Good. What's the best toy Santa ever brought you?
Oh, I'd say a dirt bike when I was about 10 years old.
Wow, that's a good present.
Yeah. That's
Wow. That's a
great one.
Mom said I couldn't have one, and Santa Claus thought I was ready.
Yep. Santa always goes against Mom.
That's right.
Appreciate you guys every morning. Love listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
Love that, Reggie. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Listen to Reggie flirting with us. Hey, Reggie, you calm down a little bit over there.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, he was kind of flirting with us a little bit. Reggie. See, you get you some. Shoot your shot. Thank you, Reggie.
Yeah.
All right.
On the Q106.5 Facebook page, I feel so bad for Susan Michaud. The best gift Santa ever brought her was a Cabbage Patch doll, but she wasn't allowed to open it.
That's actually a good idea. And hopefully
I know from a financial point of view, but when you're a kid, it's like, why did you give it to me if I can't open it?
Santa, come on.
I don't want to look at it on the shelf in the box. Come on.
What is the best gift Santa has ever given you? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a text or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We are David and Cindy, Q106.5. Happy Wednesday morning. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday morning. Woo-hoo. And not happy Wednesday evening.
No, it's not going to be fun tonight, I don't think.
Yeah, what can we expect, Miss Cindy? What can I expect? This is going to be like my first big winter storm. And it's not even winter yet. I mean, it's like technically it's winter.
Yeah.
On the calendar, it's not winter. What can I expect?
Some rain, some snow, mm-hmm. probably some wind, mm-hmm. possibly a power outage.
Oh, sounds fun.
And possibly a little bit of a slippery drive in the morning.
You stop that right now! Okay.
Just keep a few things in mind. If the conditions are bad, you don't have to go the speed limit. Going a little under is better.
You don't have to go into work.
Give yourself... No, that's not true.
Okay.
our job is to come in and tell everyone else to stay home.
Gosh, dang it.
Tap your brakes. Don't slam your brakes on.
Don't slam your brakes, okay.
And give yourself plenty of time to stop at stop signs and stoplights.
And bring...
So you don't slide right through.
And stock up on the Kleenex so you can cry.
There is that, yeah.
You have that too.
And don't tailgate. Tailgating is bad. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to...
Because if they stop quick, you're going to be in their trunk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. We have a couple countdowns here. 39 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday. That's amazing.
Okay.
We're so excited about your birthday.
Are we excited?
Yeah, 39 days until your birthday.
Okay.
We have 28 days left of 2024.
I know, that's crazy.
That's it.
That's crazy.
This is going to be 2025. My goodness.
And how many days till Christmas?
21 days until Santa comes down that chimney.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
With that being said, Miss Cindy.
Yes?
If you don't mind.
I don't mind, David.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do snowmen eat for breakfast? And it's breakfast time right now. They're probably eating breakfast. What do snowmen eat for breakfast? What do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Snowballs?
Frosted flakes.
Oh.
Frosted flakes. Come on.
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices.
Good clip.
Including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I wash my hair with the Dawn Formula shampoo and use cream rinse for that just wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
So, David.
Yeah.
Have you started your shopping yet?
Oh, you stop it right now.
I knew it.
No, come on.
I knew it.
Oh, man. And you got me a birthday gift yesterday. Now I feel like I'm obligated to get you. Are we doing Christmas gifts?
We don't have to do Christmas gifts. Do you want to do Christmas gifts?
Gentlemen out there.
Does a woman really mean it?
When you hear a woman say that, does that really mean don't get her a gift?
We seriously don't have to do Christmas gifts.
Yep, there we go.
I will not be upset.
That right there. She's my work wife. Do I get her a gift?
I guess we're getting Christmas
gifts. I'm getting a... Where's my credit? I need my credit card! Oh, man.
Wow.
What do you want? What do you want?
I never know what to tell people when they ask me that. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't really need anything.
And this is why it's harder to be a man than a woman. This is why it's harder to be a man than a woman. Two conflicts right there. One, you said, don't give me a gift. Absolutely gift you a gift. Two, I don't know what you want. I don't know what I want. Now I got to figure out what you want.
A gift card to a restaurant would be great.
A gift card would be good. Yeah, yeah. What kind of restaurant, though? What are you thinking?
You know, I love Smoke and Steel.
Oh, Smoke and Steel's great. Yeah. Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah. Costa's is good.
Costa's. Yeah, okay. All right. You like Burger King, right?
I do like Burger King.
Yeah. Okay. What is the best toy Santa has ever brought you? What is the best toy Santa has ever brought you? Cora chimed in and said, when I was a kid, a Rainbow Bright doll. Do you remember those?
I do.
Huh.
Yep.
Mary Pinkham says, a Little Orphan Annie doll.
Oh, that's cool.
What's that?
What do you mean, what is that? Isn't that self-explanatory? Do you not know who Orphan Annie is?
No, who was Orphan Annie?
Oh, Orphan Annie was an old comic strip.
Oh, okay.
Had big white eyes, eyes.
Okay. Let me rewind. Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, Little Orphan Annie doll. That sounds great.
It was a Broadway show, Annie. I saw it.
Really?
I did.
Huh. Okay. What is the best gift, the best toy Santa has ever brought you? 207
for me.
Yeah. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
That code for the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama is coming up here in about 10 minutes. And we'll have country music news.
Okay.
With the very talented Jordan Verge.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas?
Let me pull out my girl brain right now and tell you.
Okay, well, he's...
I don't know.
Well, he's thinking about that.
I don't know.
If you have someone on your Christmas list that's impossible to buy for, maybe because they love hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors, and you know nothing about what to buy them, head to Old Town Trading Post in Old Town or Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln. Owners Dave and Melissa can help if you have an idea of what they want. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters carry hunting supplies, including firearms and lots of ammo, tree stands, targets and game calls, and more. Fishing supplies, including rods and reels, lures, and, of course, the worm bar. The folks at Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters can help you pick out camping gear like tents, camp stoves, or the new camping cookware. Now, if you have someone on your list who loves warm hoodies, you'll find them along with warm layers and waterproof boots at Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters, as well as Black Rifle Company coffee. And of course, if you still don't know what to buy, gift cards are always perfect. Stop by soon at Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln. And remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
Is rain a good thing? Is it going to be a good thing tonight? Because we have some severe weather coming.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Looking at the temperature right now, it's 19 degrees. Okay, Cindy, I need you to comfort me a little bit when
because
I say
it's
that.
19 degrees?
Yes, 19 degrees. We have like severe weather coming tonight.
So what is this severe weather? This is the first
time. Hold on, young man. I haven't introduced you yet.
I know, but I want to know about this damn weather.
You stop it right now. By the way, we are joined every segment in the this hour. We are joined every 8 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour at this time. Mm. We are in the 8 a.m. hour.
Hey. Jordan's here.
The very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
Look at that.
Severe. Look at what?
Yeah. So we do have severe weather coming tonight. Yeah. My first time, by
the way.
We're
going to get some snow. We're going to get some mix. We're going to get some rain.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
They're talking power outages. Yeah,
no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
First, I'm hearing about it. I haven't had any time to prepare.
Yeah.
How long have we known about this?
You do work in radio, right?
Yeah, we've known for some time. Yeah,
we've known for some time.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Can you guys say kidding? Like, if you say just kidding.
Like JK.
You really got me, David.
By the way,
you got me, Cindy.
I had to take out my trash this morning because it's trash day, and there's so much ice out there. Because it's not snow. No. It's ice. Mm-hmm. All the snow is ice. It looks like snow. It's not. It's ice.
Okay.
Okay. No sympathy whatsoever. Mike.
Are you kidding me? I mean, David, we're used to this.
Exactly. I mean, if you're upset because it's 19, just wait.
Let me look up the temps back home.
David, this is going to feel like a heat wave in February.
Yeah.
It's 72 degrees back where I came from.
Yeah, but in February, Jordan's right. In February, it's going to be like, ooh, it's 19 today. That was it's kind of comfortable, kind of warm.
The low on Saturday is 10 degrees. Are you kidding? What is that?
We're going to be in the Festival of Lights parade in Bangor with the windows open, waving at people.
On Saturday,
with the heat cranked.
Well, that'll be fun because the people's smiles will keep us warm. But
yeah, it's after dark. We can't really see the people's smiles.
What?
So it's all doom and gloom. So on Saturday, you're going to see a lot of people wearing shorts, too.
No, okay? I won't.
Yes, you will. And I'm not wearing shorts right now, but if it was this temp in February, I'm breaking out the cargo shorts.
What is February? What do I have to look for to February?
Cold.
It's very, very cold.
Really cold.
February's supposed to be Valentine's Day. It's supposed to get it on. It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be warm.
Well,
and that's
how
with
somebody. You keep warm in May.
All right, I'm going to need somebody.
Keep warm. You have to.
All right, yeah. Who can I use? I need somebody. 2079.
What the? Rephrase that.
Jordan, we need a code.
Yeah, to potentially win a couple weekend passes.
He doesn't have it. I can already tell.
For Morgan Wallen's Stand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. It's happening this May. A couple weekend passes. It's a music festival, so a bunch of great artists are going to be there. Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Bailey Zimmerman.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of folks, a who's who of country artists in 2025. Weekend hotel accommodations are covered. You could potentially win $500 in spending money.
Round trip airfare,
so you get there and get back.
Yeah, what's the code?
Well, all you need is the Q106.5 app.
And, is that all you need?
And I need this hour's code, too.
448.
That's a really cool one.
448.
It's like 4 plus 4 equals 8. It's like a math equation.
You could say 448. You could say 448.
448.
Why don't you say
448? 448. 448. That's this hour's code that could potentially net you all of those things we just talked about. Each code you hear and enter gives you another shot at winning. I got your next code coming up at 10:20.
Beautiful.
Very cool.
Country music news. Yeah. Let's go.
106.5.
It's country music news.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Cindy, this is something you may know because you told me that you've been watching Luke Bryan's new Hulu series, It's All Country, right?
Yes.
Have you seen the Luke Combs episode?
Yes.
Okay.
First one I watched.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I opened up my Google this morning, and I was looking for some country music news, and this headline kept popping up. So I figured I would bring this to the table.
Okay.
Luke Combs revealed how many black Columbia button-ups he owns. Do you remember this?
I do.
Okay. So when you think of Luke Combs, you think of him wearing the same outfit, right?
Sure.
The black button-up Columbia shirt.
Right.
He's like a cartoon character. He's always wearing the same thing.
Handsome fellow.
Sure, very handsome fellow. But the clothes he's wearing, regardless of his face, because we know he's a handsome fella.
Right.
He's always wearing the same thing.
Right.
And that's intentional.
Yeah.
On Luke Bryan's new Hulu series, It's All Country, Luke Combs is one of the first guests. And they really just kind of, again, I haven't watched it, but from what I've read, it was really just a conversation. They were interviewing each other.
Yeah, they just kind of hang out together for the day. It's very cool.
I really do need to check it out then. Especially to hear this.
It's on Hulu?
Yes.
Okay.
Luke Bryan asked him how many shirts he has. And Luke Combs didn't have an answer, a definitive answer. He said anywhere from 150 to 200 of the same exact black Columbia button-up shirt. 150 to 200 of them.
But he's sponsored by Columbia, right? I think that's
yeah.
intentional okay. because there's a sponsorship there.
That
I believe.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having, like, you never have to do laundry? You just kind of like take a shirt. And
you just have to worry about what color you're going to wear that day. And it's usually black.
Yeah.
Or denim.
It's black, and he wears like jeans with it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, I would love that.
Unless you're seeing him at like an award show and he's a little more dressed up.
Right. But barely.
A little more dressed up. If you see him in concert, he's going to be wearing that same black Columbia button-up shirt. And apparently he's going to be doing this for years. He says, I think, well, Luke Bryan asked
him. He signed
him
a long contract with Columbia.
Yeah. He said, good for Columbia.
I think it just goes forever, man. It's just too simple. That's what he said. Yeah. He's going to wear this forever.
Very cool. Watching he and Luke Bryan tossing a football back and forth in the, what's the name of the Nashville football team?
The Titans.
Titan Stadium. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
That's
I'm sorry, guys. I got distracted. I'm just writing
a letter to Columbia?
No, I'm looking at the forecast. It's just so bleak. This is going to be a nightmare tonight. Are you kidding me?
What is he going to do the first time that, you know, a foot of snow is predicted?
Snow is not predicted for tonight.
No. Okay. No. I'm saying the first time that happens, I showed him a reel this morning of a woman making her way through snow up to her knees.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is that? And I said, it's just a reel that popped up. But I said, this happens in Maine. And he was like,
they're saying snow.
David was like, I'm out of here.
It's like snow tonight.
Somewhere warm.
And like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, scientifically, I don't understand how there's going to be snow and then also rain. Like, I don't get it.
Because it transitions.
It starts out with snow and then it turns to all rain.
Don't even get me started on grapple.
What is grapple?
Yeah, don't even get me started, okay?
What is grapple? That sounds like I'm being violated.
I don't know what grapple is. What is grapple?
It's that stuff that people call hail. It's when like the raindrops fall from clouds, but then they freeze. And
isn't that sleet?
No, sleet is not that. That's grapple, okay? Sleet happens in the summertime. Grapple happens in the winter.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go cry. Jordan Burge, we'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
If you want me.
We always want you. Always. The very talented Jordan Burge. Look at him over there.
Who?
Yeah, that's him. David and Cindy, Q106. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Okay, we were not paying attention there.
This is us.
Okay. It's now time to talk.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just looking at the forecast.
Again?
Gosh dang it.
It's not really going to change.
Well, I'm hoping it will. If I look at it, if I will it to change, but it won't.
It still will not.
By the way, it looks beautiful outside. It's only 21. Yeah. It's only 21 degrees right now, but it looks beautiful outside.
Does. Very sunny, very, very pretty, wintry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But tonight, huh? Tonight's the night where it all goes down. This will be my first time with a winter storm in Maine.
We got one, the day after you got here, right?
Yeah, but that was like good snow. Right?
So you're concerned about this because of the ice.
Yeah, everybody's saying it's snow, rain, wind, power outages. I didn't have that.
When we get the snow followed by rain, it gets really slushy and can make the roads challenging. Yes. Not so much in town, but out where I am, it could be a challenging drive.
Out where you are, you know where I live.
I know you're deep.
No. I am deep in the woods in Brewer.
Isn't that what I
live deep. You didn't go deep enough.
I can't go that deep. I'm sorry.
I live deep in the woods of Brewer.
I live deep in the woods of Orrington.
Okay. How are we going to get to work tomorrow? Are we going to do a show tomorrow morning?
That's kind of your problem because you're closer. I may wuss out and say, yeah, I can't make it in today. Sorry.
I hate.
I'm not feeling well.
When I moved here 8 months ago, I was like, I'll live 1 mile away from work. Now I wish I lived like, a little bit.
Yeah, I used to live less than a mile away from work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have no excuse because the bosses are going to be like, you walk your butt in there.
Yeah, I was
David.
The manager back then too. I lived here.
Oh.
I love living out where I live now.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bruce from Brooks. How you doing, man?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, I want to talk to Cindy for a second.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Let me step out of the room. I'll leave it. Bye, oh, Bruce. Bye, Bruce.
He says you can listen. Yeah.
Go and get a picture from the news when we had the ice storm and show it to him.
Oh,
then you'll understand.
He's seen the ice storm pictures. Yeah. I showed those to him like his first week here. He said, how bad does it get? I said, look at this.
Those have been edited, Bruce. I don't believe that. That's AI. That's all AI. I don't believe those pictures at all, Bruce.
David, you got an eye opener coming, buddy.
Oh, God. Thanks for your warm disposition this morning, Bruce. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Bruce.
You're nothing but a ray of sunshine.
Take her easy, bud.
Have Goodbye. A great day.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday morning.
Who was that insane person? I don't know.
Somebody just came in studio and distracted us a little bit. I'm distracted by the weather. What is happening? What's going on? What's going to happen tonight?
Snow, mixed rain. Or something like that. Because it's not an exact science, and even Todd would tell you, who knows? Who knows? Maybe it'll be all snow. Maybe it'll be all rain.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, it's like snow and rain and wind and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what are you doing, dude?
And some power outages just to make it more fun.
By the way, why did I make Todd sound like a vampire?
I don't know.
He's Dracula. He's sucking the life out of me.
I don't know, but our generator needs a new fuel line and we might lose power, so.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Can I hire 5 people to come over and cuddle me and make sure that I'm okay?
I'm sure you probably could.
207-991-9500. I need 5. I need 5 people, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6. I need 5. I need 5 people to come over to my home and cuddle me and make sure I get through tonight.
So is that going to be skin to skin so you can share body heat?
Well, you
might want to be a little picky about who you choose at that point.
Let's get back into our topic.
Oh, okay.
All right. Before we say something that gets us fired, because you know our bosses are listening.
I know.
What is the best toy that Santa has ever brought you? Going to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Bangor.
What's up, Vicky?
My favorite Christmas toy was a Tonka dump truck.
Oh, I used to have a Tonka dump truck.
I had one too. Yeah. Yeah. Great, great pull there, Vicky.
Yeah. I bought my kids big Tonka trucks. Guaranteed unbreakable.
They
kept dropping them out of a third floor window. They broke them.
Oh, gee.
Love it, Vicky. Thank you for calling in.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love Vicky. Love when she calls in.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, though. Have a great day. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not going to have a great day.
Bobby on the Q106.5 Facebook page said her best gift she got from Santa when she was a kid was a record player and a strawberry shortcake doll.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Those dolls always smelled so good.
I remember those, yeah. My best toy that I ever got from Santa was a stereo system. I remember it, and it had a CD player. This is how old I am. With Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish and Madonna and Michael Jackson CD.
Very cool.
Oh, I loved those. And your best toy was?
An Easy Bake Oven.
That's right.
I tortured my family with really small, tiny desserts cooked over a light bulb.
I really wish you had that right now because I could use like an omelet.
No, you don't cook omelets in it.
Oh.
You cook cakes and brownies and things like that.
Boring oven then. An easy bake oven.
I was like 8 years old, you know. I felt like I was, I don't know.
Hey, the 8-year old you, step it up.
I thought I was a chef. I thought I was Paula Dane. I made these amazing cakes.
That might be the best impersonation ever. We're Q106.5. The very talented Jordan Verge joins us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yay!
Coming up on Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. And Cindy, thanks for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning before the storm. Wednesday evening. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Right. We're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns. There he is over there. Look at him.
Hey. Who?
Yeah, he's right there.
Who are we looking at?
Yeah, look at him. That's Jordan Burns.
That's Jordan Burns.
Me you're talking about.
Yeah, you. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I get confused.
No, well, I get it. It's a young man. You'll get there.
Okay. I feel out of place, guys.
Why is that?
Because I'm not wearing a vest.
Yeah.
You guys are wearing vests. I'm wearing like a sweatshirt today.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the vest memo.
So, vest day. Yesterday, we talked. I mentioned how I saw all the main men around town wearing vests.
Right.
And a lot of people called in, and thank you so much for doing that. We greatly appreciate your calls. We love hearing from you. They explain that men wear vests because they are doing man things.
Right.
They want to keep their torso warm and they want to keep their arms free to do labor.
Right.
So I went out and I bought a vest.
Yeah.
And Jordan's wearing a vest now too.
Yes. I am a vest guy.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So now I got to tell you, I'm wearing this vest. I feel manlier than ever.
You look manlier than ever.
Miss Cindy, your opinion.
I think you both look manly, and that's why I don't have a vest, because I'm not manly, so.
So we're ready to do labor.
Does anyone have any wood?
We're ready.
And an axe, maybe?
Come on.
I could chop some wood.
I could chop some wood right now. I could chop some big wood.
Yeah.
Like the biggest wood.
Give me a little smaller wood, and I can chop that.
Jordan, we have our vest on. Let's go into the wood, and we're going to chop some wood.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah.
USA!
Let's go!
Hey, just point of fact, you guys need to be really careful in Maine this time of year saying, I want to chop some wood, because there are plenty of people that will invite you over to do exactly that. I got three cords out there. You can start chopping on that.
We also don't have axes.
Mm-mm, no.
Cindy, does your husband, Jim, who is very manly, actually... Does he have some axes that we could borrow?
He has an axe, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, that's all you, David. That's so
we got an axe!
We'll
go back and forth. I'll have you the axe, you have me the axe, and we're going to chop the wood!
We take turns swinging.
Because we have our vests on! We are men!
All right, another point of fact.
Yes.
David made fun of me earlier because I was talking about my drive-in and this hill that I have to navigate in the wintertime, mm-hmm. and I was showing him with my hands how the hill is tipped, and he made fun of me. Uh-huh. He is jumping up and down.
I was making fun of her.
This is radio. No one can see you jumping up and down.
She was talking with her hands, and it was really funny. And
like
of course,
he is doing right now.
Nobody can see on the radio.
What are we talking about, guys?
Right, yeah, you're using your hands now. The point that needs to be made, though, let's focus, get back to it,
okay.
That we're best. We're wearing our best. Jump up and down. Let's do push-ups.
Yeah, I'm jumping.
I'm jumping, too. We are such manly men because we're wearing our best.
I'm kind of sweaty.
Yeah, I'm very uncomfortable in this vest. I'm not going to lie.
You're jumping up and down inside in a vest and us. Hoodie.
Yeah, I have
of
a hoodie on.
A little
I had the vest
warm.
On over the hoodie. I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, and I didn't really sleep that well last night.
Me neither.
So like I slept like on the wrong side of my neck or something. So my neck kind of. I don't know if I can swing.
Okay, I'm
today.
Opening a window because you're getting sweaty in your vest.
And
I'll be
honest.
To hide the smell, so I'm gonna open a window.
While we were jumping up and down there, my left knee kind of hurt my left knee. Yeah. Ugh.
My right knee always hurts.
Really?
Too. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And
yeah.
My back.
Yeah. But we're still men.
Wow.
Gosh dang it! Because we have our vest on. Ah!
Karate.
Yes, that's right. Karate.
Karate.
Dang.
Karate.
Taekwondo. Here we go. We're men because we have our vest on.
Yeah.
And you do karate.
Oh, hold on. I need to clip my nails.
So I just clipped my nails this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to the gym yesterday. Again, gym, manly. But I was feeling it, and I was uncomfortable.
It is manly that you went to the gym.
So my cuticles are all set, too.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get my... Girl, I got to get my cuticles done.
Yeah.
But other than that... Yeah. We're manly! Yes!
Manly.
Because we have vests on! Let's go! Oh, I'm so ready to do hard work! Come on. What hard work can we do? Miss Cindy, do you
Come to my house and get some things done at my house. I think I've got a thing going on. And I have a dinner. I have all these things I have to move into my shelter.
Yeah, I can do that. I gotta go to my back. Yeah, and Wednesday church. There's a church service. Church. Yeah, we're going to church.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
If it was any other time, seriously, we would love to.
But other than that, we have our bets on, and we're mad.
Testosterone flowing through my veins.
While you guys talk about how you want to work, let's actually work and maybe play some commercials. What do you think?
Denim.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Cindy, thanks for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. And we do have some storms coming tonight, so that'll be fun. A couple countdowns. Oh, by the way, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there he is over there.
Who?
That's him. Yeah, I recognize him with the vest.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Your name is Jordan, right?
Yes. Yeah. He keeps saying, oh, look at him over there.
Well, it's you. That's what I'm talking about. Because you're over there.
How am I supposed to look at myself, David?
It's called a mirror, Jordan Burge.
Who's a mirror?
Okay. We have a couple countdowns. 39 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday.
Wow, look at that.
39 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday.
That's right.
28 days left of 2024.
For the record, how do you look at yourself?
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, she put a camera up to me.
Yeah. Wow, my hair is messed up today.
No, your hair looks nice. You look lovely.
Oh, stop that.
Come on. You look really handsome.
Really?
You're a handsome young man.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
How many days till the end of the year?
28. Wow. 28. That's it. Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do with the rest of your 2024?
I don't...
I think there's a vacation word in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
Some time off for sure.
Eventually, yeah. Yep. And because of that, we're going to have a vacation because of a holiday coming up in 21 days. 21 days, 3 weeks away.
Wow.
What is that?
It's
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Hey, with that being said, by the way, since I mentioned that we are 3 weeks away from Christmas, I do have a question for both of you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I suddenly feel bad about this question.
Maybe we don't need to. Maybe don't ask the question.
It's okay.
Why didn't the elf post his selfie? Why didn't the elf post his selfie to Instagram?
Okay, so
he took a good picture.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Let's workshop this a little bit, okay?
So okay.
It's going to have something to do with Elfie.
It has to have something to do with Elfie.
It's an elf. He took a picture. And he wanted to post it to Instagram. He wanted to upload it to TikTok, too. He had a little video.
Mm.
But he didn't do it. So why didn't the elf do that?
Mm.
Huh?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Why didn't the elf do that?
Because it wasn't a selfie. It was an elfie.
No, maybe Elfie doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow.
I don't know.
That's a missed opportunity.
It was a tough one.
Yeah.
Why didn't the elf, who took a good, it was a good picture.
Okay, so. What do elves do? Let's think about it for a second. Let's break it down.
He looked very handsome.
They make toys.
They make cookies. Yeah,
they make cookies.
He looked very, very handsome. Why wouldn't the elf post the picture to Instagram and to TikTok? He really wanted to upload it to TikTok, but he was like, "Oh, I can't, I can't."
No, because
why?
What does Santa do with that?
Why wouldn't he do it?
They make toys for Santa.
Okay, so can we? Is there any wordplay there? Toys?
Yeah. No. Okay, I'm going to move forward and give you the answer. You ready?
What's the answer?
He was too elf conscious.
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I washed my hair with the dark formula shampoo.
Hold on, we're going to get to the screen.
Other than that, I'm in good shape.
Elf conscious.
Yep.
Yeah, that was it. Was good.
If you gave us another 30 seconds, we would have gotten. There.
I don't think so.
I would have transitioned away from the elves and then gone to. All right. So why would he post it?
You probably wouldn't have.
He was self conscious. Maybe he was elf conscious. What do you think, Cindy? Elf conscious?
I never would have gotten there. I don't know about you. I wouldn't know.
We've been talking all morning long about your favorite toy that you received from Santa. We're going to get Jordan Verge's response because Cindy and I have already responded coming up. And we have a voicemail from the Q106.5 app that we're going to play.
Very cool.
You can always leave us a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. And, of course, always call in 207-991-9500. But what is that favorite toy that you receive from Santa?
Yeah.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. And Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
There he is over there.
Look at him.
Yeah, no.
Where?
I'm talking about you, you moron.
Okay.
My goodness.
Oh.
All right. Tonight.
Yeah.
We have some weather coming.
We do. You're really focusing on this weather. You're really concerned about this.
Right? I came from Southern California.
Yeah.
And all I'm hearing is rain, snow.
I was going to say, rain shouldn't scare you. You're from Southern California, right?
No, we don't get rain in Southern California.
We
don't even get rain. Mm-hmm. When it rains in Southern California, are you kidding me? That's the funniest experience ever. If you want a very funny people experience, go to Southern California when it rains and watch everybody freak out.
That's funny.
So what do they freak out? How are they freaking out? What do you mean? What do they do?
Two, three raindrops, everybody scatters. It's hilarious. It's always crowded. It's always packed everywhere you go. But you do two, three raindrops, bam, everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Indoors. They go into their bunkers. They're panicking.
We're not even that way when it snows.
No. Well, I kind of am with this, whatever is happening tonight. I still haven't looked up what's going to happen. When is it going to be doing the things that it's going to be doing?
It's supposed to start, like, I think around 8 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Anything going to finish around 9 o'clock tonight?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm not going to be driving in with it like this.
I
am?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow, guys.
That's what I said. I tried to get off, but they were like, David, you live a mile away. You live 1 mile away.
Yeah, of the two of us, you have the easier commute, for sure.
Why did I move it? When I moved here 8 months ago, I really should have reconsidered living only a mile away from work because I have no excuse not to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have to be here no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, happier topics.
Okay.
What is the best gift that you ever received from Santa? That's what we've been talking about all morning. We got a voicemail from one of our favorites. Yeah, it's Howard. Let's listen to what Howard has to say.
Good morning, guys. It's your favorite person. I do believe my favorite toy was an Erector set. Probably something that you can't even buy anymore. I spent hours building stuff for that. Hope you guys have a good day.
You too, Howard. Yeah. Thank you for leaving a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. Very easy to do.
Very easy.
A Rector set.
Yeah.
Remember those?
I do too.
I never had one of those.
You're young.
Okay.
Yeah. They're from a while ago. They were like the metal things with a bunch of holes in them, and you can constructing.
Yeah, you could like.
Oh, I've seen that before. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You have you know, big screws, mm-hmm. and that you could screw them in. And
yeah.
Okay, I just needed a visual. That's what it is. I understand that. That's very cool.
Miss Cindy, recap. What was your favorite toy?
My favorite toy was my Easy Bake Oven.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember that? All right. My favorite toy that I received from Santa was a stereo, and it had a CD player. And I had, I got a couple CDs with it. Hootie and the Blowfish. Michael Jackson and Madonna. Those were the CDs I got with the stereo. Santa hooked me up.
Yeah. Santa was like, he really likes Madonna. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Gave me all the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jordan Verge?
I'd say my favorite gift from Santa was a PlayStation 2. That was really fun, opening up the PlayStation 2 on Christmas morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Out, throwing the games in there, playing it. One gift that wasn't from Santa, though, this was from my parents. This was a couple weeks before Christmas. My dad, this is the last time I've, like, asked for something for Christmas. I don't really ask for gifts anymore.
Right.
I was, like, a senior in high school, and I asked, like, can I have the new Xbox? Because this is when, like, the new Xbox came out. And like a week or two before Christmas, my dad brings like a box out and puts it under the tree and looked at me and says, just wait until Christmas. He understood that we both knew what that was.
Right. Oh, just, that's cool.
Just wait until Christmas.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So my ex and I got the kids a PS2.
Yes.
Okay. And of course we had to try it. Because you can't give it to the kids unless you try it first, right?
Of course, yeah.
So we had been trying it. We put it back in the box, got it all ready, and had it wrapped up. And my son came downstairs, like, in the middle of the night and looked over my shoulder at the coffee table, at the end table, and said, I think you made a mistake. And I turn around, and the directions were sitting there. And I said, okay. But do me a favor, and it was like a day or two before Christmas. I said, do me a favor, don't tell your brothers. Like,
right.
He's not going to tell his brothers, yeah. Right? He went running upstairs. So my ex-husband wrapped a series of boxes until it was one, you know, big enough to put like a dishwasher in.
Made them work for it.
Yeah, and they had to open that one last, and they knew that that's what it was. And they opened and opened and opened, and they got down to the last box, and they opened it up, and there was nothing in it. And the looks on their faces was hilarious.
Got you guys.
It was mean, but it was really
funny. That's just evil.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah. You can still weigh in. We have one more segment. 207-991-9500. The best gift that Santa ever gave to you. And you, of course, can hit us up on the app.
Right. You can leave us a voicemail or text message on the Q106.5 app.
Beautiful. Yeah. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Good vibes. Chris Jansen, Q106.5. David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look at him over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, he's right there. That's you, buddy.
Oh, me you're talking
about. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about you. We're going to wrap it up real quick with our topic. What's the best toy Santa ever brought you? What's the best gift Santa ever brought you?
Right.
Going to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Medway.
What's up, Paul?
Not much. I was going to tell you about my best Christmas present.
Oh, what was it?
In 1999, on Christmas Eve at 9:52 a.m., my son Jeremy was born.
There we go.
Aww, that's awesome.
A great gift.
It's been the best Christmas present ever.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, love that, wow. Paul. All right.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Paul. Thanks for calling in. And,
that's so awesome.
What a good ending to today's show. That's,
yes.
That's great. Let's leave it there, and we're not going to ruin it.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, we do got to do words of wisdom, though. So
okay.
We'll go around the room. Miss Cindy, ladies first.
Always be thankful that someone took the time to pick out a gift and buy it for you or make it for you, even if it's not something you wanted.
Love that.
Wow.
That's very sweet.
Okay.
Jordan?
Just off the top of my head, I'd say always be thankful that someone went out of their way. I don't know. Can you repeat?
You could just say ditto.
Ditto.
And David?
And my words of wisdom, to put a button on the show, is that if you're a man out there in Maine and you want to feel extra manly, you go out there and buy a vest. Because we found out yesterday that the reason Maine men wear vests is because they're doing labor. They're doing hard work.
And
they got to keep their torso warm and their arms free to do labor work. And I'm wearing my vest right now. I went out and bought one yesterday.
Yeah.
Nice.
At the Walmart. And Jordan Verge, you have yours on.
I do. I've had this one.
And gosh dang it, we're men. We're going to go out there and cut some wood. Do construction.
Roadhouse.
Throw concrete. Put down asphalt.
So if you have wood that needs chopping, 991-9500.
I have a condition. No,
we have stuff to do today. I have a meeting.
Got sneakers on.
I got to call my mom.
I have to call your mom too.
Yeah, and I gotta. I have the condition. Why are you calling my mom?
What? Huh?
Okay. My man vest just turned into fight mode right now. Why are you calling my mom?
I thought we were just...
You were calling to discuss his Christmas present.
Yes. Now I have to buy him a Christmas present.
I'm trying to get you out of this.
PS5 is...
Cindy, what are you doing to me?
PS5 is what I want.
PS5. P.S. I don't think so.
Back to what I was talking about. Tonight I'm going to be shoveling snow like a man. Because I have a new shovel, too.
Do you?
With my man. Yeah, I just bought one.
That's awesome.
I got it at Lowe's.
Did you?
Is it pink like the one downstairs?
It's purple.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still a man.
Does it match your outfit?
In my vest. No, nothing can match this. I'm so manly. All right, I got to go get my nails done.
I've got a code that could send you to Gulf Shores, Alabama to see the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival that's coming up at 10:20. Stick it. Stick here.
Here, pound it.
I've just got to go.
Yeah. Q106.5, David and Cindy, thanks so much for listening.